Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 10th of December 2025. Today's topic is He Triumphs in the Test. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 22 verses 11 to 19. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Verse 15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Verse 19. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 22 verses 12. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. The sayings, No cross, no crown, no pain, no gain. And no test, no testimony connote that before greatness comes toils and trials. Most youths today don't go far enough in enduring and learning from challenges the Lord permits in their lives. Our text reveals Abraham's recognition of the voice of the Lord requesting an offering of his only son, Isaac, whom he got in his old age. Without any hesitation, he responded positively to this trial of his faith. This earned him a covenanted blessing for posterity. God wants every Christian youth to triumph in times of test of faith. Life is full of challenges for humanity because the devil and his fallen angels or demons are working day and night to steal, kill, and destroy. However, for the believing youth, there is no cause for alarm, as the Lord has made provision for our escape in times of persecution and temptation. When you encounter challenges, go through them with Him with an implicit obedience to His word, and you will share the testimony of triumph. Quote for the day: No test, no testimony. The challenge for today is, go through the test with Him and triumph. Prayer. Help me, Lord, to pass the test of my faith. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.